Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Good morning, everyone. We're going to start the show off with the bomb, baby. Yes, sir. This is Jay Lamont. Vintage Sports Internet News. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Where are you out there in the country, in the world? Hey, man, if you're getting your news in Brazil, in Puerto Rico, hey, what you doing out there, man? I hope you guys were able to watch the NCAAs yesterday. Hey, the women's NCAAs kicked off yesterday, and let me tell you, they didn't disappoint. No. They didn't disappoint. And most of my picks, hey, my bracket is intact. For the most part, my bracket is intact. There weren't many upsets. As far as I see, there weren't any upsets like in the men's brackets. And the men had, they were balling out yesterday in the NCAA men's tournament. As if you were watching that, I was channel surfing. I was going from the women's to the men's. So, you know, I had to do the show this morning. So I had to kind of check them out. You know, I had to check both of them out because, you know, I had to do the show. And the women were getting down, man. They were balling out. So if you had a chance to watch the NCAAs, man, we're going to get it started with the NCAA women's basketball. Hey, man, how did your team fare? I told you I was rolling with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Yeah, baby, they rolled. Hey, you know how I say it. They put that thing on Norfolk State. Yeah, 72-40. So if you were checking them out, hey, man, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? They were putting that thing on Norfolk State. But, you know, I got to give a little shout out to Kiara Wheeler, number 22. Yeah, she I think she had 11 points. She had 13 points, 8 rebounds for Norfolk State. So she put it down. And Nia Fields, She did her thing. She had 10 points for Norfolk State. But, you know, the game was South Carolina's all the way. Yeah, all the way, man. Yeah, Zia Cook, hats off to you. She had 11 points, 5 rebounds. And Aaliyah Boston, she had 7 points and 9 big rebounds for South Carolina. And, yeah, she did her thing, man. And, Letitia Amiri, yeah, she did her thing too off the bench. She came off the bench with 11 big points. So, yeah, South Carolina, you know, I'm taking them all the way to the bank. They 31-0, baby. I'm taking them to the bank. They put that thing on Norfolk State. So, yeah, you know, I had to give them the shout out first up and first and foremost. But let me tell y'all something, man. Maryland, hats off to you. You daggone near bust the clock. You daggone near bust the clock on Holy Cross. The number 2, Maryland, they beat Holy Cross 93-61. I gotta give it to them. So Maryland, you did your thing. Yeah, and Abby Myers, she scores 14 points a game, but she did better than that yesterday. She put up 16. So, yeah, Maryland, you almost bust the clock. She put up 16, and Diamond Miller, she came on with 13 and 8 rebounds. So, yeah, let's give them a shout-out with Cheyenne Sellers. She also had 13 points and 8 assists. Oh, yeah, I'm giving them they flowers, man. They almost bust the clock on Holy Cross, 93-61. So, yeah, it was a big day, man, in NCAA women's basketball. Arizona, yeah, they came on with it. Number 7, Arizona, they beat West Virginia 75-62. I'm not going to be able to give everybody their flowers, man. It's just too much. We're going to make this one a short and sweet because we just got too much to go over today, man. It was just too much. But I'm going to try to give everybody a little bit of sunshine because, Arizona 75-62. And we 19 points. I got to give her some shout outs. JJ Quinterly, you got to give her she came in averaging 11. She hit 19 and grabbed 8 rebounds. I got to say it, man. I got to give her some. And Kia Watson, yeah, number 32, Kia Watson, the guard. She came in with 15 and 8. So, she had 8 rebounds for West Virginia. So Quinterly and Watson, they did their thing for West Virginia. But hey, Arizona, who? Katie Reese, the forward, number 25. She only scores 12 a game. She chipped in 25 big ones in the NCAAs with 6 rebounds. Come on, baby. They was balling, man. Shayna Pellington, she also averages 13 a game. She came in with the thing, man. She had 18 points. So, Arizona's going to be hard to beat. So, these girls was doing their thing, man. They was doing their thing. Michigan beat UNLV 71-59. Hey, is it just me or are these girls balling, man? They throwing up some points, man. They throwing up some points. Michigan 71, UNLV 59. Got to give them a shout out, man. I got to give them a shout out. And Michigan's top scorer, got to give Michigan their top scorer. It was Kaiser. Yeah, Emily Kaiser. She came in and she chipped in 18 points. And I got to also give Maddie Nolan a shout out because she also chipped in 18 points. And my girl Leah Brown. She came in with 17 points for Michigan. Got to give them a shout out, man. Hey, oh, my God. These girls was putting up numbers yesterday. I got to give them a shout out. Notre Dame scored 82 points over Southern Utah. Can I tell you, they put that thing on Southern Utah, 82-56. Come on, man. I told y'all Notre Dame wasn't nothing to play with. I told y'all in the broadcast, Notre Dame wasn't nothing to play with. Notre Dame 82, Southern Utah 56. So let me give you a little shout out, Notre Dame. I can't give you no shout out, Southern Utah, because I'm pressed for time this morning because I got to do the men's NCAAs. And I got to give a little shout out to this 20 points that Maddie Westbelt. She came in scoring 8.9 points a game with 6 rebounds a game. What you do? She scored 20 points. Yes, she did. And Lauren Ebo, she comes in with 11 points a game. She put in 14 points and 10 rebounds. Come on, man. They putting up points. They putting up points, y'all. Notre Dame also... with one of their best scorers was Sonia Citron. She usually puts in 15 and 7. Man, she came in with 14 points and 6 assists. Man, these girls was putting up some points, y'all. I told y'all it wasn't gonna be no. I told you when we was doing it the breakdown. I told you. I said, man, these girls are tough. Man, they putting up points, man. Y'all better stop sleeping on them NCAAs. Hey, man, these girls are putting up points. Iowa, the number two seed, almost bust the clock on southeastern Louisiana. 95-43. Can I tell you, they put that thing on them, man. Woo! 95-43. I got to give you a shout out. Iowa, got to give you a shout out, man. They put that thing on them, man. Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is a star, y'all. I think you're going to see her on the next level for sure. The young lady comes in with 27 points a game, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. I think you'll see her on the next level. She scored 26 points, had 7 rebounds, and dished out 12 assists. Yes, yes, yes. Monica Zanano. Yes, Monica Zanano, who comes in with 16.7 rebounds a game. Man, she chipped in 22 points, 8 rebounds. Man, these girls wasn't playing, man. No, they wasn't playing. I tried to tell y'all in the forecast that they was going to be balling, but I didn't know they was going to do it like that. They almost bust the clock, man. They had 95 points, 95-43 Iowa over Southeast Louisiana. LSU, whoo, 73-50. Man, they beat Iowa. LSU beat Iowa 73-50. Virginia Tech put that thing on Chattanooga 58-33. Number one, Virginia Tech 58-33. And the number one team, Stanford. I tried to tell you. Number one team, Stanford, almost bust the clock on Sacred Heart, 92-49. Yes, ma'am. 92-49. So I got to give them a shout out because they almost bust the clock, man. And your girl, Haley Jones, she was part of that project. She had 17 points, 6 rebounds. And your girl, Francesco Belibi. Yeah, yeah. She had 12 points, 10 rebounds. Let's give her a shout out, man. She almost bust the clock. But the game of the day, Utah bust the clock on Gardner Webb. Utah bust the clock, man. They scored 103 points on Gardner Webb. 103, man. Come on, y'all. Come on. Wait a minute. Hold up. Did I tell y'all that they bust the clock? Okay, then. Now you understand, don't you? Bust the clock on Gardner Webb, 103-77. Yeah, it's like that over at Utah. Boy, I bet they over there in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, they still drinking champagne early this morning, man. Yeah. Okay, let's break it down, okay? Jessica Williams, hats off to you. You came in 18 points a game. You eclipsed that with 20 points. 20 points a game. You had 5 rebounds. And your girl, Alicia Smith, yeah, she came in and chipped in 14 points, 8 rebounds. And your counterpart, Kiara Kane, she also had 14 points and 6 assists. Oh, it's like that. They bust the clock. Game of the day, Utah. And Mississippi, 71, Gonzaga, 48. Man, that was a lot, y'all. That was a lot. Y'all don't understand, man. Them NCAAs for the women. I told y'all, man. Wasn't gonna be no cakewalks. Now, let me tell y'all something else. They're gonna hoop it up again on Saturday. And these games, I already told you they was coming up. So, you know, the next round gonna be in Greenville. I announced them already. So be ready for them because it's gonna be the same thing. Same thing. Be ready for them. Be ready. Now, were you all watching the games last night for the NCAA tournament? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. Because, man, it was on and popping. It was on and it was, man, some teams were struggling. Some teams was battling. And I got to say, take my hat off to all of you teams that played in the NCAAs last night. Because all of you guys were battling it out, man. You guys were putting on a show. It was March Madness for sure. Let me start off with Miami and Drake. Because Drake, you had them guys. You had Miami. And Miami pulled it off in the last, what, minute and a half, 2 minutes? You had Miami on you had them on their heels, man. And I was pulling for my Miami squad. You had me shuddering over here, man. And you pulled it off 63-56. And I got to give a shout out to Miami. Take your hats off to him, Drake. You bowed out gracefully, but you had that game won. So, Miami, you won 63-56. And I'm not going to go off too much on the stats because I'm just going to give the winners their shout out because it's just too much right now, man. I'm pressed for time this morning, but we're going to give Nigel Pack his flowers. Yeah, man, Nigel Pack did his thing. Nigel Pack scored 21 points, and they were not easy. They were not easy. Nigel Pack had 21 points, and his counterpart, Wuga Poplar, yeah, he had 15 points. So yeah, it was on and popping, and Miami took down Drake 63-56, and Memphis, oh my God, I was pulling for you, Memphis, Florida Atlantic, one of my squads. Yeah, I go down there a lot and check out. I be on that campus. Man, I like that campus. It's a real beautiful campus. And I was pulling for Memphis, though. You know, yeah, I like Memphis. I like their coach. But they lost by one. Memphis, you lost by one to Florida Atlantic, 66-55. So I got to give them a shout out. They had, three people in double figures, and leading that pack was Jonell Davis. Jonell Davis, he came through with 12 points. And, they took out my boy. Took out my boys, Memphis. They're out of it. They bowed out gracefully. But, hey, Florida Atlantic, hats off to you, man. You're 32-3, and that's no slouch. 32-3, yeah, you're doing something right. Michigan State, USC. I know a lot of people watched that game yesterday yesterday evening. And Michigan State battled. USC battled. The score is indicative of what really went down. It's 72-62, Michigan State on top. The seventh ranked Michigan State. 7-seeded Michigan State, 10-seeded USC. Man, them guys were battling, man, the whole time. And I got to give a shout out to USC, man. Them guys were battling, man. They really were. And so, Michigan State, you did your thing, 72-62. And your leading scorer was Hauser. Yeah, Joey Hauser. He did his thing, man. Joey Hauser, he had 17 points. 8 rebounds. So we got to give a shout out to Michigan State. Xavier and Kennesaw State, they were battling. I'm telling you, man, these guys were battling it out. I thought Kennesaw State was going to upset these guys. It was going down all the way to the wire. And if you saw that game, they were battling it out. And the number 3, Xavier, pulled it out. They pulled it out. I thought it was going to be an upset. And the leading scorer was Terrell Burden for Kennesaw State. But the leading scorer for Xavier, Burden, let me tell you what Burden did. I think he had 14 points since I mentioned him. But the leading scorer for Xavier, yeah, that's who I need to be giving a shout out to, the winners. Man, my man Hunter, Jerome Hunter. Yeah, buddy. He came off and he lit him up. He lit him up for 24 big ones. He also chipped in with 5 rebounds. So I have to give him a shout out. And Soleil Baum, that's his name. Soleil Baum, he had 17 points. And he was 6 of 6 from the free throw line with 5 rebounds. So that says a lot for Xavier. On other scores, there were Baylor, the number 3 seed Baylor. Yeah, they took care of business. They beat the University of California, Santa Barbara. Yeah, they beat them 74-56. And Baylor took care of business. They handed them their loss. My boy Flagler, he always comes through. I've been watching my boy Adam Flagler. He's been jamming all year, man. He had 18 points for Baylor. Man, it was going down, man. It was going down. But the game I really was watching, I mean, with intensity, because I didn't think this team was going to pull it off, but they did. St. Mary's and VCU. I'm not going to even lie, man. I was going with VCU, and St. Mary's pulled it off 63-51. Man, oh, man, oh, man. The score is not, I'm telling you, it's not telling you what really was going down. These boys were battling it all the way out. And so I'm going to tell you, man, St. Mary's Dukas, Alice Dukas, yeah, man, he had 17 points, 8 rebounds, and it was on and popping, man. And your boy Mitchell Saxon, he also had 17 points and 7 rebounds. So it was on and popping, man. I got to take my hat off to St. Mary's. They're the 5 seed, and I really didn't think they were going to pull it off. I thought they were going to be upset. I thought VCU had them. But, yeah, they pulled it off. They pulled it off, and they won 63-51. Also on the table is Marquette and Vermont. And a lot of people were watching that game. A lot of people were onto that game. Marquette pulled it out 78-61 over Vermont. And the leading scorers for Marquette was a guy named Cam Jones. He's been in the headlines a lot. He scored 19 points. Cam Jones leading them again with 19 points. So, yeah, way to go, Marquette. Iowa State and Pittsburgh. Iowa State, you messed up my bracket, man. I'm just going to tell you now. Pittsburgh, way to go, Pittsburgh. 11-ranked seeded Pittsburgh. You beat Iowa State 59-41. And, yeah, I was going with Iowa State. You messed up my bracket. Wow. Way to go. Way to go. I'm just going to go and give him a shout out. Nelly Cummings. Yeah, he had chipped in with 13 points. Yeah, they put it on, man. They put it on. He had 13 points, and he had 3 assists. And, yeah, they had 3 people in double figures, so it was more of a team effort. And Creighton and North Carolina State, 72 Creighton, North Carolina State, 63. They put it on, man. They put on a show. I'm telling you, these teams were battling it out. Creighton, the number 6 seed, they pulled it out. And I don't know how many people were watching this game, man, but Creighton, man, they did their thing. They did their thing. And Ryan Kalkbrenner. What can you say, man? And my man Ryan Kalkbrenner, he scores almost 16 a game with 6 rebounds. Man, he came through with 31 in the NCAAs, man. 7 rebounds, 31 big ones. Come on, man. He put on a show, y'all. And I missed that game, but I saw the highlights. And I was like, my man is putting it. Oh, man, he lighting it up. So shout out to you, Creighton. I take my hat off to you, man. You did a good job. Connecticut and Iona. Woo, that was a game, man. The score says 87-63, but it wasn't like that. Iona was hanging tough. Iona was hanging tough until the second half. So I want to give a shout out to you, Iona. You did a great job. You bowed out gracefully. You lost 87-63. And UConn, you go on. You travel on. But Adama Sanogo, yeah, man, he chipped in with 28 points and 13 big rebounds. Yeah, he did his thing. So, UConn, you go on to the next round. Upset of the night. Who am I talking about? I know everybody in the country is talking about this. Now, the Big Ten did not show up in the tournament. I'm going to say that right now. The Big Ten, the Big East has been dominating in this tournament. The Big Ten, are you the Big Ten? Are you the powerhouse Big Ten that everybody's been talking about? Well, Purdue got upset by Fairleigh Dickinson. Yeah, they got upset. The number one seed got upset 63-58. And what I'm saying is, hey, man, you got to live and die by the big boy. You got to live and die by the big boy, coach. I don't know. I talked to a buddy this morning, and he said they kept taking him out. I don't know why. I missed that game. I was watching a different game, and they said they kept taking him out. So Fairleigh Dickinson, I'm not going to short you, man. You did it. You did your job. You did what you came in to do, knock off the number one team. And Sean Moore, you came in with 19 points and 5 rebounds. And, hey, man, that's what you're supposed to do, man. Knock off the number one team, and we riding with you, buddy. We riding with you. If you can knock off Purdue, the Big Ten, the big boys, hey, I'm riding with you. So hats off to you. 63-58, they knock off Purdue. Way to go. Kentucky, you beat Providence 61-58. We're just going to give you the scores because it's just too much right now. It's just too much. Kentucky, I watched that game. Sheedway, man, Oscar Sheedway, he had about 25 rebounds. Sheedway had about 25 rebounds. That's all I'm going to say, man. He put on a Dennis Rodman show, man. He up there with the big boys, man. Oscar Sheedway, who could have went pro last year, stayed an extra year to finish out at Kentucky. Hats off to you, buddy. You put on a brilliant performance. That's the game I was watching. I'm going to go on and tell you, man. I was watching Kentucky and Providence. I couldn't get away from the television because them boys was knocking them out the box. And Providence was putting it on a show, man. Providence was hanging with them boys until like the last minute and a half, 2 minutes. And it was knock and knock. I mean, they was boxing, man. So Sheedway, hey, man, we'll see you on the next level, man. Kentucky and Providence, 61-53. Kentucky tops Providence. Gonzaga, they beat Grand Canyon 82-7, the number three seed. Gonzaga took care of business. They took out Grand Canyon 82-7. Kansas State, they beat Montana State 77-65. TCU, they beat Arizona State 72-7. And I bet you they had some people almost having heart attacks. And I hope nobody actually had a heart attack. But I know they were, hey, man, they were taking their pills, man. They were over there, had their pills on the side of the couch or the side of the bed. And I know they popped a couple of them. TCU 72, Arizona State 70. And to round it out, Indiana took care of business with Kent State 71-60. And that's going to take care of the NCAAs. Hey, how did your team fare in your neck of the woods? It was on and popping for the NCAAs. Oh, man. Hey, what can I tell you? All I can tell you is the next round is going to be Saturday, March 18th. Don't be sleep. Don't be sleep, because it's going to be going down. And as some people say, it's going to be going up. Yeah, baby, because Duke is going to be taking on Tennessee on CBS. Princeton is going to be taking on Missouri on TNT. Furman will be taking on San Diego State. Arkansas will be taking on number one Kansas. Auburn will be taking on Houston. Penn State will be taking on Texas. Northwestern will be going on against UCLA. And Maryland will be taking on Alabama. Who you got, baby? Who you got? And I'm going to be really, really watching that Arkansas and Kansas game and that Auburn and Houston game. They're going to be, man, I'm going to be really paying close attention to those two games.